Okay, so basically we said, just on the question about Gzeira L'Gzeira, right? Whether it's considered Gzeira L'Gzeira, if Oph is the Rabbanan and you want to go make Gzeira on all of Oph, is that a problem with Gzeira L'Gzeira? So we said that basically, according to Rav Yosef, a Gzeira can only be on the Deraisa. You can't make a Gzeira on the Rabbanan. Okay? So therefore, even though your objective is to protect the Deraisa, it doesn't matter. Okay, Xero can only be on a Deraisa. Okay, so the Xero is a problem no matter what. I don't care if your objective is to protect the Torah, it doesn't make a difference. But Rashi holds now, is that if the Derabanan is related to the Deraisa, it could be on a Derabanan as long as a certain kind of Derabanan in which the second Xero will be related intrinsically to the Deraisa. So I have so. So he said because, and this came down to defining the nature of the Gezerah. This is what Rashi was talking about, where he sounds like he's double talking. He makes a point of going one way, not the other way. So he said because there's two Gezerahs, Gezerah of Oph. Oph is similar to Basar. So it means if a person eats Oph b'chalav, he'll come to eating Basar b'chalav. It's a differentness, a different case. But if you do one, you'll end up doing another. But Ha'ala is not that. Ha'ala is, we said, is that Achila is a process. Achila is a Maisa, it's a physical action. But then there's like a process of Achila. And Ha'ala is the first step in the process of Achila. So what the Rabbanan said is the Isra of Ha'ala, the Isra of Ha'ala is they extended the Isra Achila to the first step of Achila, to the process of Achila. So therefore Ha'ala is really, it's not just like a freestanding Isra of the Rabbanan, but it's an extension of the Isra Achila. Okay, it's not only the culmination of Achila, but it's the whole process of Achila. So that Derabanan of Ha'Allah is a Derabanan, but it's very related in structure to the Deraisa, because it's an extension of the Deraisa. The Deraisa is Achila, it's an extended definition of Achila. So therefore, the Rabbanan, Rashi says that the Rabbanan could, and this is the Gemara, the Rabbanan could make a Gzeira of Ha'Allah of Oph B'Chalav atu Ha'Allah's Basar B'Chalav, because Ha'Allah's Basar B'Chalav is a Derabanan, true, it's a Derabanan, but it's a Derabanan which is an extension of Deraisa. And therefore, when the Rabbanan make Ha'Allah of Oph, Atu Ha'Allah Basar, their Gezerah will be related to the Deraisa. Because the nature of Ha'Allah, of Ha'Allah's Basar, is a Derabanan which is intrinsically an extension of the Deraisa. So that type of Gezerah, which is manifestly related to the Deraisa, Rashi holds, is allowed. Whereas Rav Yosef says, no, bottom line is a Gezerah can only be on a Deraisa, not on a Derabanan. Right. So that's why Rashi makes the point that it has to be that it's Ha'Allah's Oph Atu Ha'Allah's Basar Ve'Achilas Basar, as opposed to saying it's Isra of Ha'Allah of Oph, because then you'll come to eating Oph, which in turn will lead to Achilas Basar. Because eating Oph is just like a freestanding Derabanan. You can't make Zera on Achilas, so that would be a problem. Zera. Okay? So that was that's what he said. But, and this is what we're up to, but when it comes to Challah, the Gemara explains and Rashi explains that you can't do this move. Okay? You can't, for some reason this move doesn't work. Okay? And the way he explains it is because the case of Challah, you have, all the Mishnah says that Challah Schlitz Laretz could be eaten with a Zar. There's no Isra of Ha'Allah of Challah Schlitz Laretz with a Zar. Okay? And the question is, why not? So, right? So on the surface it's because it's a big zero, because all iser of achilas chalas chaslaretz is a gezera, so ha'olah of chalas chaslaretz would be a gezera, right? So presumably that's I guess Rav Yosef's argument on the surface first is that it must be the reason why you don't have the gezera is because you're not allowed to make a gezera, right? But Rav Ash says no, that's not a bias. Says no, that's not a good argument. Because I'll tell you, it's no, really, I'll say you could make Gzera. So why is it that Chalas Chutzlaretz is mutter to do Ha'Allah? Why don't you make this Gzera? If it's mutter to make Gzera, why not? He says, no, because the reason why there is because in Chutzlaretz, what are you going to say? You can't do Ha'Allah in Chutzlaretz. Because if you do Ha'Allah in Chutzlaretz, you're going to come to doing Ha'Allah. I'm sorry, you can't do Ha'Allah of Chalas Chutzlaretz, because if you do Ha'Allah of Chalas Chutzlaretz, you're going to end up doing Ha'Allah of Chalas Eretz Yisrael. But he says, yeah, but if you're in Chutzlaretz, he says, what are you going to do? Are you going to come to all of Chalas Eretz Yisrael? There's no Chalas Eretz Yisrael anywhere in Chutz La'aretz. It's not going to be found. So what are you worried about? You can't have a gzera of Allah of Chalas Chutz La'aretz in Chutz La'aretz unto Allah of Chalas Eretz Yisrael, because there is no Chalas Eretz Yisrael around. So that's why you don't make a gzera. That's why there's no Isra of Allah, because you have the case of the Mishnah is talking about in the Chutz La'aretz, And it's just not shayach to be gozer because there's no chalas Yisrael around, so it's never going to lead to an isur d'oraisa. But if it were in Eretz Yisrael, I'll tell you, ein hachanami, that you would be able to make gzeil gzeira in Eretz Yisrael. If you have chal, if you happen to have chalas chutzlaretz in Eretz Yisrael, Rabbi is saying, maybe I'll say you would be gozer. You would be gozer. You'd say is that if you do all of chalas chutzlaretz in Eretz Yisrael, you can do all of chalas Eretz Yisrael, and then you can eat chalas Eretz Yisrael. But the Mishnah is not talking about a case. The Mishnah is talking about a normal case. Chalas Chutzlaretz is talking about words in Chutzlaretz. So it's not because you can't make Gzeirah Gzeirah, but it's simply because there is nothing to be Gozer about. Okay, that's Pshatim one. Okay, nothing to do with Gzeirah Gzeirah. Just there's nothing to worry about. What are you worried about? You're gonna be Maila Chalas Eretz Yisrael. There's no Chalas Eretz Yisrael around. You're in Chutzlaretz. Okay, that's the facts, right? Are you with me? Okay. So we ask. We said it's not so simple. Because why is there an Isser of... When you have an Isser of eating Chalas Chutzlaretz, right? Isser of eating Chalas Chutzlaretz. So that Isser is not only in Eretz Yisrael, that's an Isser even in Chutzlaretz, right? Obviously, we're talking about Ha'ala in Chutzlaretz. It must be... There's no Isser Ha'ala, but there's an Isser Achila. So there's an Isser Achila of Chalas Chutzlaretz, even though you're in Chutzlaretz. And there's no Chalas Yisrael anywhere to be found. There's no Chalas Yisrael anywhere to be found. So why is that Aser? As you're telling me that there's no Chalas Yisrael anywhere to be found, why is it Aser? So it would seem that you're going to have to say, because we don't differentiate between where you happen to be. If you happen to be in Eretz Yisrael, you happen to be in Chutz La'aretz. Bottom line is, the Chatz of Chalas Chutz La'aretz is going to live. If you eat the Chatz of Chalas Chutz La'aretz, you're going to end up being the Chatz of Chalas Eretz Yisrael. Because they're one chavtza, so you don't say, "Well, if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, you don't look at where you are." Bottom line is, there's a gezera because in Eretz Yisrael chalas chutzlaretz will lead to chalas Eretz Yisrael. So we ask the chavtza, you're not allowed to do an achila on chalas chutzlaretz. Period. I don't care where you are. So if that's the case, then why don't you say the same thing by ha'ala? That you can't do ha'ala on chalas chutzlaretz, because if you do ha'ala on chalas chutzlaretz, you can do ha'ala on chalas Eretz Yisrael. And thereby, and then you chalas Eretz Yisrael. And I don't care. You'll tell me you are on Chutz La'aretz. Yeah, but we don't go by where you are. Just like in the first Gezerah, we don't care where you are. Just on the Chatzah of Chalas Chutz La'aretz. So therefore, in the Halal also, you should say you can't do Halal on Chalas Chutz La'aretz because it will lead to Halal of Chalas Eretz Yisrael, which is the Derabban, which is related to the Derai. So in the same move. So it's hard to understand why it is that you have to, that all of a sudden you're concerned about where you happen to be and whether it's going to lead to the Derai or not. The simplest form of the questions, and the simplest form of the question, not the complications, that Rashi is saying is the reason why there's no Isra Ha'Allah in Chutz La'aretz is because there's nothing to worry about. You're never going to violate a Deraisa because there's no Chala around. There's no Chala Zerzel around. So if that's the case, then why is there an Isra of Achila in Chutz La'aretz? Because there's nothing that's never related to Deraisa. How could you ever have an Isra? So it sounds just it's not factually true. Obviously, apparently, there is some sort of a Gezerah, even though you happen to be in Chutz La'aretz. I think it's simple. Okay, I think Max, I just want to see your approach is to answer that question. See, I think there's a difference between the Isser of Achila of Chala and the Isser of Hala of Chala. See, because the Isser of Achila of Chala is an Isser Chavtza. What do you mean, Isser Chavtza? See, it's not Pshat that. They said, you have challah, and by the way, challah is such a thing, and by the way, well, you know what, we're making Isser, doing Maisa Achila on it. No. In Chutz La'aretz, really, there's no such thing as challah, Minotaur. Right? Minotaur is no such thing as challah. But the Rabbanon are creating challah. Creating challah Chutz La'aretz. They did it, I think, because of the challah was Shlotish Takach Torah's challah in Yisrael. That's what it is, that they don't want challah to be lost. Okay, they don't want challah to be lost.
It wasn't essentially... If you were in the arts?
Well, no, it's an Eretz Yom in a Torah. But in the Rabbanon, they set it up even in Chutz La'aretz.
I'm saying it wasn't for a chashas that if you had that in Eretz Yisrael, that wasn't the essential...
Well, the reason why they said... ultimately because it would lead to that...
I see. Okay.
Yeah, but the reason why they set it up because they didn't want it to be lost. Okay? Now, when you set up Challah, you're saying that this thing is like has a Din Kedusha. Okay, that's what I mean. It's called Truma or something. It's called Truma Lasha. The very Shem Chala itself is like a Shem Kedusha, and it's an Oser Be'achila. In creating the Isra, the Chatzah of Chala, there comes along with that Nisar Achila. It's not like they made challah and then they said, oh yeah, by the way, we're going to make an issue to do a Maisa Achila. No, that's, it's implicit in the Shem Challah. The definition of the Chafetza is an Oser and Achila. In creating the Chafetza, you're not allowed to eat it because it's a Chafetza of Kodesh, so therefore you're not allowed to eat it. So the Rabbanan is the creation of the Chafetza, which in turn generates an Issur Achila. Okay, because it's the definition of the Chafetza. So the Issur Achila stems from its identity. It's not like you can't do the Maisa Achila because it will lead to, you know, lead to something else. It's because its identity, it's true, its identity may exist because they don't want people to get confused or not to neglect Chalas Eretz Yisrael. But therefore they set up an Chafetza of Chalas Chutzlar. It's a Chafetza of Chalas Chutzlar. And that Chafetza has an Issur Achila because that's the identity of Chalas. Chalas is an Issur Achila. Okay? So therefore, it doesn't matter if you then bring that Chafetza into Chutzlar or into Shal, it doesn't make a difference because it's not place dependent because it's implicit in the Chafetza. The Chafetza's identity is challah, which is kodesh, which it means it's also to eat. Okay? So then you can't say if I go into its identity doesn't change when I go into chutzlaretz. Okay? I'm never gonna come to eat it. If I eat this, I'm not gonna come to eat challah eretz yisrael. That doesn't matter because see the iser, it's because of challah eretz yisrael that they created the shame and the chafetza of challah chutzlaretz. That's why they created such a thing because it leads to confusion of Chalas Eretz Yisrael. But bottom line is they created a Chafetza called Chalas Chutzlaretz, and that Chafetza means it's a Chafetza of Kodesh, Kedusha, and therefore it has an Issur Achila. So you can't differentiate where you happen to be because it's not like they're setting up an Issur Maisa. They're setting up a definition of the Chafetza which generates the Issur Maisa. So therefore, wherever it's defined as that, it's going to have the Issur Maisa. You can't say, well, here it's not going to lead to it because it's intrinsic in the Chafetza. But ha'olah is not—it's not the definition of the thing. Is that it's not allowed to be brought on the table? Well, that's nothing to do with that. Ha'olah is a separate thing. Is that you have what's a chalas eretz yisrael? So chalas eretz yisrael is also ba'achila because it's kodesh. What they're saying is that if you put it on the table, you may come to eat it. So therefore, they set up, they extended, they set a ma'isa isar of ha'olah. Ha'olah is an extension of achila, and this is a ma'isa isar of ha'olah. That's what they're setting up. That's a real Isser Maisa. It's not, they didn't make the definition of the Chafetza that it's Kodesh such that it's not allowed to be eaten and brought on the table. No, that's not the definition of the Chafetza. The definition of the Chafetza is Kodesh and it's for Achilas Kohen. So it means that it's removed from Achila. Ha'Allah is a separate Isser Maisa. That they're setting up an Issa. You're not allowed to be Mailer Ala Shulchan because that will lead to, that's the first step of Achila and will lead to Achila. So if that's the case, that it's an Isser Maisa, so now the question is, if they want to set up a Gezerah of Ha'Allah, let's say Ha'Allah and Chalas Chutzlaretz, so, right, because it will lead to Chalas Eretz Yisrael, the question is, will the Maisa of Ha'Allah and Chalas Chutzlaretz lead to Ha'Allah and Chalas Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, it depends. If you're in Chutzlaretz, then Maisa will not lead to Ha'Allah and Chalas Eretz Yisrael, because there's no Chalas Yisrael anywhere around. But the Maisa of Ha'olah of Chalas Chutzlaretz in Eretz Yisrael is a Maisa which will lead to Ha'olah of Chalas Eretz Yisrael. So you know, the point is that the Isra of Ha'olah is an Isra Maisa. It's an Isra, it's not intrinsic in the Chalas, it's an Isra of doing an action. You know? It's saying you can't do an action which is going to lead to a De'oraisa. So action of Ha'olah of Chalas Chutzlaretz in Eretz Yisrael will lead to Ha'olah of Chalas Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and then which in turn will lead to the violation of the De'oraisa. But the Maisa of Ha'olah is Chalas Chutzlaretz, and Chutzlaretz is a different action. The location is part of the action. So therefore, that action in Chalas Chutzlaretz, in Chutzlaretz, is an action which in no way is going to lead to a violation of the Raisos. So therefore, they can't make a Gzeira on it. Okay? But again, but when it comes to the Isra Achila, it's not an Isra on an action. See, when it's an Isra on the answering an action, the question is, location is a component of the action. Where is this action taking place? But in Achila, they're not making an Isser of doing an action. They're simply saying that the Chafetza has a designation of Kodesh, which by definition, generates you cannot let it eat it, because it's Kodesh. Kodesh means it's Kodesh for the Kohen, and not for Ozar. So therefore, that designation isn't... The definition of the Chafetza doesn't change with the location. Maisa, a component of Maisa, is the location. But the definition of an object doesn't change because it goes into a different place. It's the same object, so the same object. It's asked the same answer. So I will never lead to necessarily. Yeah, but it's not. Yeah, but that's once the object is defined. That's the object is defined. It's the reason why it's defined is because it will lead to confusion of Chalas Yisrael. But now that the object is defined, it's an object is defined. It's such, and therefore it's going to be also. I don't care where you happen to be. That's the Yisrael Chilul.
And what about your present day?
So to clarify, the difference between a Nisar Chafza and a Nisar Maisa is that a Nisar Chafza means where it's the very identity of the Chafza is the Oser. It's not pshat that the Rabban didn't want you to do a certain action. In other words, the Rabban created an object called Chala. Now, the very definition of Chala is that it's Kodesh. So that generates a certain action that you can't do to it, because if you can't eat it, because eating it is our eating it, is going to break the identity of the chafza. But it's not pshat that it's true. There's an action. Every object, every isser has an object and has an action. But the question is, from where does the isser stem? Does it stem from the identity of the chafza? And since it has an identity, a certain action becomes off limits, because that action will contradict the identity of the very identity of the object. Or do you say that's how it goes by achila? It's the very identity of the object. It's kodesh, then we can't eat it. But ha'ala is an isser maisa, and of course an isser maisa has to be to a certain object. But it doesn't stem from the identity of the object. It's saying you can't do until Torah Rabban didn't want you to do an action of ha'ala to this thing. Of course, to a thing, because it will lead to another action. But that's an isser maisa. An isser maisa is for the essence of the action. Now, I think just the point is that, see, I think this relates back to, if you follow the Chazmir, I think it relates back to what Rashi is trying to do about the two different ways you could have gone in Oath. Okay? It relates back to that. Okay? I think that's why Rashi, the Gemara has to bring that out. Okay? So, because the thing is like this, is that in Oath, remember, they said there's, see, here, let's do it by Chala. See, what are we saying is that Ha'ala of Chala Saris is Chuslaris, in Chuslaris, is never going to lead to Ha'ala of Chalas Eretz Yisrael, because there's no Chalas Eretz Yisrael around, right? Okay. But Ha'ala of Chalas Chutz La'aretz in Chutz La'aretz will lead to Achilas Chalas Chutz La'aretz, right? Will lead to eating this very thing, right? So, which, and eating this very thing is Asar, because that's the Eser Chafza, because of the Eser, right? Because that's the Eser Deraisa, and that's the Eser Rabbana. It's just sort of is defined as the Rabbana. So that's the point. In theory, well, you could do it that way. Is that there's two routes to make Xera. Allah Khalas Khutzlars to Allah Khalas Israel, which in turn is gonna be to eating Khalsa Shah. But that doesn't work, because it says if you do Allah Khalas Khutzlars in Khutzlars, it's never gonna lead to Allah Khalas Israel. Right, so that's what Rashi's saying, it doesn't work. There's no reason to make that zero. But in theory, you could go the other way, which is to say, Ha'ala of Chalas Chutzlaretz is going to lead to Achilas Chalas Chutzlaretz. Now, if you eat Chalas Chutzlaretz, then that's an Isdar Abanan, because you'll come to eating Chalas Yisrael, right? So that route doesn't have that problem that it will never lead to a Deraisa. But the thing is, that root is what Rashi showed already is a root which is definitely a problem of Gezerah Gezerah. Because of what he showed when it came to Oath. Because, see, Ha'ala, the way you get around the problem of Gezerah Gezerah was that because Ha'ala, the nature of the Gezerah of Ha'ala is an extension of the Deoraisa. And therefore, it lends itself to making a Gezerah of Ha'ala of Oath up to Ha'ala of Basar. Because Allah of Basar is an extension of the Deraisa. So then you can have Allah of Oath onto that, because that Darabanan will relate to the extension of the Deraisa. But you couldn't do, what couldn't you do? You couldn't say you can't do Allah of Oath because then you're going to eat Oath, which in turn is going to lead to eating Basar. Because eating Oath has nothing to do with the Deraisa. It's a separate freestanding, it's a Darabanan. So therefore, the link to the Deraisa wouldn't be manifest. Right? See, when it comes to Challah, the option of going that way, the way of Ha'ala atu Ha'ala, isn't an option, because Ha'ala of Chalas Chutzlaretz and Chutzlaretz is never going to lead to Ha'ala of Chalas Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, that route is closed off to you practically. There's no chashash that way. So the only other way to go is to say, if you do Ha'ala of Chalas Chutzlaretz, it will lead you to Achila of Chalas Chutzlaretz, which is an Esder Rabban. Yeah, but the thing is, Achila of Chalas Chutzlaretz isn't an extension of the Deraisa. So that's a pure freestanding Rabbanan, because it's a separate chafza. So then that gezeira, even though it would work, but that's a gezeira, that's the problem of gezeira, even according to Rashi, because that in no way manifests the link to the deraisa. Okay, so that's why I think Rashi is, and why the Gemara is showing that if you understand the proper way to make the gezeira by oath, you can only do it in one way, namely through the hala, and not the other way. But when it comes to chala, that route is closed off because practically in chutz la'aretz it will never lead to it. So the only other route is the route which is not allowed when it came to oath, because it doesn't, which even Rashi doesn't allow, isn't going to allow when it comes to oath, because it will never, it doesn't manifest the link to the deraisa. So that's why I think these two parts are not unrelated. The part which Rashi was showing you how the two different ways to go to the, you know, it didn't just suffice. In other words, why didn't it just suffice to explain why challah is never going to lead to deraisa? That should be it. You don't have to go through this whole change in oath for challah, but you have to go through that whole thing. Right? Just answer, no, the challah is never going to lead to deraisa. That's what I'm talking about. No, but the point is that, yeah, if you go that route through challah, it's not going to ever lead to deraisa. But if you do challah the other way, it would. If you say challah is chutzlarit, it's ought to have which is going to lead to the deraisa. Then it would. But the problem is that in oath, that's not a good way, because it doesn't, even Rashi say, it doesn't manifest the length of the deraisa. And by oath, and that's why Rashi then explains, by oath, we're not saying that it's ha'ala of oath because of achila of oath. But we're saying ha'ala of oath because of ha'ala of basar. But that's the root, that's the only way it could be done, but that can't be done by challah.